Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 287 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. There is so much power in just showing up. Show up for people, show up for yourself, show up for the world around you. To be a good friend, the main requirement is to simply be there. Show up when they need you. Of course, if they need you all the time or it's unreasonable, this absolutely doesn't mean you need to drop everything in your life to prioritize others over you, and it really doesn't mean you have to get clingy and spend every day checking in on all your besties. But it does mean you should be paying attention to when your people do need you, because most of the time when people actually need you, they struggle with asking for help. And if they're brave enough to, or if they're not even, and you notice they need you, you can show up for that when you have the capacity. And by showing up, it can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. And you're going to be the person with agency on how you choose to show up in a way that still protects yourself while also being able to make better and deeper connections. And for me, it's important to pay attention to my people as individuals. And if I want to create a long-lasting relationship with them that can withstand the test of time, I have to be willing to show up for them when I can in a way that works for both of us. Some friends are more communicative of their needs and their wants, while others are less in touch. And obviously it's not our job to pay attention and pry things out of people for them, of course, because you are responsible for your own emotional intelligence and no one else's. But if you start to notice a friend could use a pick-me-up and you have the emotional capacity to supply them with said pick-me-up, lean in. Sometimes it means coming over with snacks and wine when you know they're in a bad place, and other times it'll be sending a video or a meme that reminds you of them. Sometimes you might not have the capacity to show up to your fullest, but if you get comfortable sharing that information with them openly with gentle compassion, then that is in itself a form of showing up for both you and them. When my grandma passed, I don't remember much. It was a whirlwind and I was overcome with grief, and after 10 years, I don't remember many of the details. But I do remember who showed up for me, who checked in, even via text message, and who didn't. Being a good friend means supporting the people that you love with compassion for knowing them, and it means showing up when they need you. People will remember who shows up for them, so be somebody who shows the fuck up. And that starts with showing up for you. But the more often you get comfortable showing up for others and for yourself, the easier it gets to do so and to know where your energy ends and when you need to take some time to yourself to regroup. Because showing up shouldn't feel bad. It should feel good. And once you find the balance of how to do so in a way that is supportive of both your needs and the needs of those around you, our connections deepen, our relationships strengthen, and we become more fulfilled all around. By building the communities we want, it means we're going to have to be there. You can't build a good community by never participating in it. So participate. Be there. Show up when you can. And communicate when you can't. We put so much pressure on performing and being the best when really our presence is a present enough. A part of me feels like that's why we get so into the showboaty thing, because we feel like we haven't shown up and we need to make up for lost time. And instead of showing off and performing and trying to be the best host, just be a host. And instead of being the best friend, just be a friend. Instead of being the best partner, just be a partner. The rest will fall into place. And by showing up for individuals as they need on individual levels, that is how you become the best and make the most authentic connections. Show up. It is half the battle, and it will get easier once you do. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.